All right. Okay, cool. My mic's on. Hi, kids. We have a great crowd today. So I thought about what I was going to talk about, and I've been kind of going through a journey of my own this year. We're about a month in, and I want to talk about conquering fears. So what's a fear you two have? I'm looking at you, Katie.
I'm afraid of the dark. Afraid of public speaking.
All right, so yeah, we know both of them have fear of public speaking. Bill has a fear of rapping. I ask him every day, are you going to rap today? And he just looks at me and says, you already know the answer to that. And we laugh.
I thought you were talking about rapping Christmas presents. You're talking about singing.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I have a picture I want to show you, too. And so I've always had this fear of heights. It's like a deathly fear of heights. And when I got hired on at my job at Mobilecom, one of the questions one of my supervisors asked me, he asked me, if I asked you to get on a ladder, a six-foot ladder, and get up in the ceiling, do you think you could do that? I said, nope. I said, not at all. So one Monday, it was about 3 weeks ago, we didn't really have anything going on, and my other supervisor, I have a lot of bosses, he's like, jokingly, because we had talked about it months before, and I told him, no, I don't want to climb towers. So he's like, you want to climb towers? And, I actually sat there and thought about it. I said, you know what? Let's do it. And he was shocked. He's like, are you serious? I said, yeah. So, this is me my first day climbing a tower. That's me 130 feet in the air. And if anyone wants to see the picture, you can come find me afterwards. But my record right now is 170 feet. So,
Tyler, I need to sneak something in here. Okay, so Tyler works for Mobilecom. I'm president of Mobilecom. He doesn't work directly for me. He lets me talk to me. I got a lot of bosses. But it was funny because they told me the first time Tyler got on a ladder, they said he had 10-point contact. All right? Now, let me quantify this. In proper ladder protocols, they have 3 points of contact, like 2 feet and an arm, okay, or a hand as you're climbing. So you always have 3 points. He had 10. Knees, hips, head, chest.
Oh. But the message is that God gives us the power to overcome our fears. And that's something else I learned last year was, and a wise man told me to start acting on the offense. Taking charge of your fears, your problems, and to stop acting on the defense. So I wanna share this Bible verse. I say it every morning when I wake up or when I get out of the shower. So it's from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4-9. So, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. So yeah, I say that every morning when I wake up, and it's kind of, just taking a little bit of charge, taking a little bit of offense. So yeah. So this is my first time. I think this is the part where we pray. I don't think I'm missing anything. So let's take a moment and pray. Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us here on this Sunday morning. And thank you for giving us the power to take charge of our problems and not letting them overcome us, because we know the devil can work in his bad ways, but we know deep down that you give us the power to overcome that every day. Amen.
Thank you, Tyler.